Welcome back to the rarely heard Fabry Disease Podcast, a 9-part series devoted to Fabry disease. Throughout this series, we have heard from Fabry disease experts, patients, and caregivers who share practical advice, insights, and perspectives on living with this rare disease. Rarely heard Fabry disease is initiated and funded by Takeda Pharmaceuticals and is intended for an international audience outside the USA. In this last episode, let's summarize what we've learned about Fabry disease and consolidate the valuable tips and advice our guest speakers have shared. We've learned that Fabry disease is a rare genetic disorder that is found in families. It is caused by a mutation in the GLA gene. Fabry disease starts from birth and slowly causes the buildup of a compound called GB3, leading to cell death, nerve damage, and organ failure in adult life. With symptoms that can mimic many common conditions, Fabry disease can be difficult to diagnose. To list some of the symptoms, patients are often affected by chronic pain, fatigue, and heart and kidney problems that affect their daily lives. In this final episode, we've asked our guest speakers to share their advice to those living with Fabry disease, their families and friends, physicians and caregivers. Let's hear from some familiar voices. Early diagnosis of the disease and finding a healthcare professional who understands the condition can make a big difference to patients, according to Martinez, who is living with Fabry disease, and Dr. Charles Denaro, an expert in the disease.
It's early recognition of the disease, early diagnosis is the clue important thing. Everybody should be aware of symptoms, and you must bring those symptoms to the physicians.
If they have been diagnosed with Fabry disease, then I think they need to go to an expert who understands this condition. You have to remember that there's over 7,000 rare diseases, so it'd be important to find a specialist who has experience with looking after Fabry disease. And I think it'd be really important to assess the patient with Fabry disease, assess their organ function, and start treatment as early as possible to prevent complications.
Finding out the diagnosis and the availability of treatment was a huge relief for me.
There are many things that we can do for patients with Fabry disease. There's a whole new world for our patients that we can make a great deal of difference with their condition.
Dr. Denaro also shared the importance of routine medical care for patients with Fabry disease. Let's hear more from him about how doctors can help patients with Fabry disease.
It is important to see your local doctor and your Fabry specialist regularly, as they can improve your quality of life and prevent complications. Specific Fabry treatments like enzyme replacement therapy and chaperone therapy can make a difference. Our goal as Fabry specialists and your doctor is to pick up the earliest possible sign that there is any Fabry disease involvement in your heart or your kidney. And if there is, to start Fabry disease specific treatment straight away to prevent further damage. There are other medicines that we can use that can help stop the disease process or at least slow it down.
We learned that as Fabry disease is an inherited condition, family members could be affected without knowing it too. Dr. Denaro and Dr. Charles Lorenzo, who is also an expert experienced in caring for patients with Fabry disease, have the following advice.
The Fabry expert that they go to see will talk about their family and how we can create a family tree and screen the family again to find out who might have silent Fabry disease and who can be protected by treatment.
Genetic counseling is the process to make the family aware of the genetic disease. It's a dynamic process.
The symptoms of Fabry disease undoubtedly affect patients' daily lives. Although, as Martinez and Dr. Denaro share, with the appropriate treatments and maintaining a healthy lifestyle, they can be relatively manageable.
Patients should understand that symptoms of the disease are most likely to remain for life, but they would probably become milder if we follow our physician's recommendation. What is most important is to visit the hospital and to get appropriate timely treatment.
It's very important to maintain a healthy lifestyle, keep our blood vessels healthy. So no smoking, low cholesterol, keep a good blood pressure, good healthy body weight and good diet and exercise. All of these things are vitally important for your blood vessels.
Apart from the physical symptoms that patients have to deal with, Fabry disease can also take a toll on patients' mental health and emotional well-being. Martinez and Bechtold, who is also living with Fabry disease, have found their own ways to cope and would encourage fellow patients.
The psychological impact of Fabry disease is also very significant. This might be some mental health issues in Fabry patients. They are sometimes overlooked or underestimated, and much attention should be paid to these issues. And I would encourage the patients to get in touch with healthcare professionals. The best ways I found that helps me cope with the psychological aspects of living with Fabry disease is talking to close relatives about my condition. Sometimes all you need is just somebody who listens and understands what you're going through.
The general advice that I could give is always approach patient organization in your country.
If you or your loved one is living with Fabry disease and you start to feel alone, please remember that there are people you can reach out to. As Dr. Lorenzo and Dr. Denaro would tell us.
I always remember to the patients that facing a rare disease can be very lonely sometimes and very hard to manage and the follow-up. And it's important to show them they are not alone, that they can have the support from the team, the physician, nurse, psychologist, and know that we are together facing the challenges of living with a rare disease.
Patients with Fabry disease are not alone. We have a lot more we can do for them, and there are great groups of medical practitioners that can look after them.
It is of utmost importance to build a psychological support network for Fabry patients with the aim of facilitating the acceptance of their condition and its emotional burden, and to increase their awareness and the importance of having better habits of life. As physicians, we should discuss with patients the challenges they are going through with the objective of offering to them adequate psychosocial support and not try to restrict them. We need to show that it's possible to live with Fabry disease and live well.
Coming to the end of this series, we hope the journey with us has given you some new information or perhaps a feeling of hope that you're not alone as you or your family members navigate the challenges of living with a rare disease. Let's conclude with some words from Martinez and Bechtold.
Living with Fabry disease is an issue, but still, you can live with Fabry disease, and what's more, you can live well with Fabry disease. But we all need to adjust to the circumstances we are in. We must get used to our symptoms and change our lifestyle in suitable ways so that we can avoid what is unpleasant for us and live well.
My advice for people living with Fabry disease is that they always should stay active, that they should regularly take a break, and that they should always keep thinking positive about their life.
Although the situation is to some extent out of their control, changing their perspective or sometimes lifestyle with the disease, it should make life easier.
That's it for the Rarely Heard Fabry Disease Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Support the podcast to help others learn about Fabry disease by sharing the podcast or leaving a rating and review. This podcast series is initiated and funded by Takeda Pharmaceuticals and is intended for an international audience outside the USA.